For the Daily Princetonian, I'm Twyla Colburn. You're listening to Daybreak. Today we cover a letter delivered to Nassau Hall by postdoctoral scholars regarding an anticipated union election, search warrants issued to Atlantic City Mayor Marty Small Sr., a ruling allowing six-week abortion bans in Florida, and a data leak impacting over 70 million AT&T customers. It's Tuesday, April 2nd. Yesterday, around 50 postdoctoral students delivered a letter to Nassau Hall calling on the university to remain impartial during an anticipated election among postdoctoral students to unionize. I sat down with news editor Miriam Waldvogel to learn more.
My name is Miriam and I'm a news editor for The Prince.
Awesome. So they delivered the letter yesterday. What exactly was it asking for?
The letter specifically was calling on the university to essentially be impartial and not interfere in the postdocs union election. So the union petition itself wasn't actually the thing, you know, the document that was handed to administrators outside Nassau Hall. The petition is expected to be filed today with the National Labor Relations Board to essentially call for an election to in order to formally recognize the union. So the petition that was delivered today is technically only regarding the university's conduct towards the union, because there have been complaints in the past and certainly with other universities about pressure from administrators to not unionize, you know, mandatory departmental meetings where people are told that, you know, a union might not be in their best interest, that kind of thing. So the union was today was calling on the university to respect the election process.
And what is going to happen in the election?
So what will happen is the NLRB has 7 days to put out a notice for the election if they, you know, deem it appropriate, which in this case it seems like. The university then also has 7 days to respond in terms of staking out its position on, you know, whether or not the union should be recognized and the issues at hand. And then it goes to a vote. And if a majority of postdocs vote to certify, then congrats, you have a union. Already, a supermajority, about 65% of postdocs, have signed union cards. So that presumably bodes well for a future election.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks.
You can read more at dailyprincetonian.com or at the link in the show notes. In local news, Atlantic City Mayor Marty Small Sr. and his attorney, Ed Jacobs, spoke to the press yesterday about search warrants issued to the mayor and his wife, Atlantic City Schools Superintendent Dr. Laketa Small, late last week. Jacobs said that the Atlantic County Prosecutor's Office had been investigating, quote, a personal and emotional family matter within the Small household for at least 3 months. Small also responded to several rumors that started after images of the search surfaced on Thursday. In response to a rumor that his daughter had been pregnant and that he had beaten her until she lost the pregnancy, Small said, quote, my daughter is not pregnant. My daughter has never been pregnant. In national news, the Florida Supreme Court ruled yesterday that the state constitution's unique privacy protections do not provide protection for abortion. The state currently has a ban on abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The new ruling will allow a ban on the procedure after just 6 weeks, signed by Governor Ron DeSantis last year, to go into effect by May 1st. However, at the same time as the ruling on the privacy clause was released, the justices also approved a state constitutional amendment to go to the ballot in November, allowing voters to decide whether or not to guarantee the right to abortion, quote, before viability, which is generally around 24 weeks. In the past, many individuals from southern states have traveled to Florida for abortions due to the fact that Florida's policy was more relaxed than the surrounding states. This will no longer be the case when the new ban goes into effect. Following the overturn of Roe v. Wade in 2022, Princeton's student health plan added coverage for individuals to travel in order to access reproductive health care if, quote, it is unavailable in-network within 100 miles of the patient's home. In international news, AT&T recently announced a data leak that has impacted over 70 million current and past users. This data, which may include an individual's social security number, email address, date of birth, phone number, and more, is now available on both the dark web and a public hacker forum. The company responded by resetting the passwords of 7.6 million active users this past Saturday and launching an investigation into the matter. This comes after AT&T originally denied that its systems were breached after a hacker claimed to have gained access to 73 million customer accounts 3 years ago. Today, you can expect rain with a high of 48 and a low of 42 degrees Fahrenheit. That's all for Daybreak today. Today's episode was written by Yusuf Abdelnour and me, sound engineered by Theo Wells-Spackman, and produced under the 148th Managing Board of The Prince. Our theme was composed by Ed Horan, class of 22. For the Daily Princetonian, I'm Twyla Colburn. Have a wonderful day.